rid us of this curse.
Today on the Covenant Eyes podcast, we'll be talking with Jonathan Dodson, pastor of Austin City Life and author of Fight Clubs, Gospel-Centered Discipleship. In today's portion of the interview, Jonathan will talk about what a fight club is. He will also share the three rules of fight clubs and how they are tied to these gospel-centered motivations that bring about lasting change.
For every one look we have at our sin, we should have 10 looks at Christ. And that's the hope in these groups. It's not a sin-centered, it's not even a fighting-centered kind of community, but it's a gospel-centered community. We're constantly prodding and encouraging one another to value and treasure Christ, to love Him, to delight in obeying Him, to know Him, and to find Him to be supremely satisfying.
This is Fight Club Training Session number 3. In your book, you boil it down for men in the church to really grab a hold of these principles, and you encourage them to walk out these principles and to walk out these truths in community. And in your book, you talk about how your church and how other groups and churches around the world have started these little groups called fight clubs. Why'd you choose that as the name of your book, Fight Clubs?
Yeah, good question. I've gotten a number of questions about that. Some people are in favor of it, and other people are not in favor of it because of its connotation with the book that was popularized by the film with Brad Pitt and Edward Norton, Fight Club. You know, I was deliberately tapping into some of that cultural imagery in the movie Fight Club, but also trying to be deliberately tapping into the fighting imagery that is in the Bible. That faith isn't some kind of inert one-time event, but it's something that is active throughout our lives. That we're called, as Paul wrote to Timothy, to fight the good fight of faith. Mm. That true faith is fighting faith. It's not weak faith. It's not wimpy faith. It's not inert faith or one-time faith. It's a faith that's constantly seeking to trust and to treasure Jesus. And so the biblical imagery and then the cultural imagery of Fight Club. And particularly, you know, I think it was an attempt to redeem some of the imagery in Fight Club. I think that book is so philosophical, there's no way I could do justice to it. But just to make a brief comment, one of the things that Tyler Durden or Brad Pitt's character says is that that there's a great spiritual war, and then there's the Great Depression of our lives, and that we've all been raised by television to believe that one day we'll all be millionaires or movie gods or rock stars. And then he says, but we won't. And I think he's putting his finger on the pulse of the longings of the human heart to be significant, to find acceptance, wealth, glory in places that were not designed to find it. And that's where the spiritual war truly is to not believe that being a rock star or a millionaire is actually going to bring us the satisfaction that we've been designed to have, or the acceptance that we're designed to have. But in fact, only God in Christ through the Spirit can provide that to us. And so the war that we're really in is a spiritual war. It's a war against the flesh, that lingering vestige of our pre-Christian lives, of sin, and to beat it to death, you know, to be tenacious in fighting and beating down those longings for things that are dishonoring to God and believing those promises that are not true and are not reliable. And alternatively, to fight just as hard or even harder, to treasure Christ, to believe what is true, to walk in the Spirit, and to believe that God is that Jesus is sufficient for our failures and strong for our successes in the life of faith.
Right. Of course, in the movie, there is a sort of a brotherhood or a community that comes together under this Great Depression of our lives, as Tyler talks about in the movie. You're advocating a sort of brotherhood. You're advocating these fight clubs to come together, and you give some shape to that in the book, and you give some real good explanation as to how brothers can come together and to help one another fight sin, not just on the surfacey level, in terms of either just creating accountability bullies or accountability wimps, but actually creating a brotherhood where people fight sin at the heart level. You've talked about these new religious affections that we have in the gospel. What sort of questions does a fight club ask itself when it gathers, when it comes together? If I get together, if you were in my fight club, if we came together on a regular basis to talk and to help one another fight, what sort of questions, what sort of activities does a fight club do to really get to the heart of these things?
Good question. We kind of base it on three rules to fight club, and not legalistic rules, but really principles to help inform gospel-centered faith. And so one is know your sin, two is fight your sin, and three is trust your Savior. So the first one, know your sin, is in an attempt to help one another focus on those areas in our lives where we drift towards sin, where we drift to believe the promises that are not true, the areas of strong temptation in our lives. So when a fight club gets together, hey, we're going to be honest about that. You know, so when I talk to my fight club partner, I'm in a relationship with him, and so if there's something new that comes up, I bring that. But he often asks me, hey, how's the fight going here? How's the fight against pride? You know, and I may ask him, hey, how's the fight going in overeating? So we know our sin. We know those patterns of unbelief in our lives that we tend towards. And so we do ask one another about that. But we don't kind of just ask and then, you know, punish or absolve one another whether or not we sinned or obeyed. But we move into fighting the sin together. And so, like just this past week, I was meeting with one of my fight club partners, another pastor in town. And he was sharing about some of the struggles in overeating. And so I just asked him, I said, you know, what do you think the lie is that you're believing every time you overeat? I mean, why is it that you are inclined to overeat? It doesn't just start and stop with knowing your sin. It begins to get a little more intense as we fight it. We actually kind of muster up some strength and say, okay, let's dive deeper. Let's go below the surface to the heart and find out what is it that we're cherishing, what is it that we're believing that's not true, that's not truly satisfying, that continues to drive us in that direction. And then, of course, we try to encourage one another with the gospel. We encourage one another with promises, with prayers. I think it was Robert Murray McShane that said, for every one look we have at our sin, we should have 10 looks at Christ. And that's the hope in these groups, is that it's not a sin-centered, it's not even a fighting-centered kind of community, but it's a gospel-centered community. It's a Christ-centered community that we're constantly prodding and encouraging one another to value and treasure Christ, to love him, to delight in obeying him, to know him, and to find him to be supremely satisfying and worthy of praise and worship in our lives. And so we really try to do that through prayer for one another, through pointing out promises. And so, you know, it takes different forms. I try to explain different ways that we can use the gospel or get at the gospel in order to live a life that is that does honor God.
I know in my own life, when I get together with my accountability partner, the most meaningful times we have are the times when he helps me to see what really drives the things that are obvious to both of us. But those most meaningful times and the most helpful times are when he helps me to unearth the real things that are driving those sins. I've heard it said that there's different kinds of accountability out there, or different kinds of pseudo accountability you'll see. Sometimes you have the more cop mentality. The only purpose of this is rule keeping and dishing out punishments. Then you have more of the coach mentality, where it's just about encouraging people to play their best in the game. It's just about getting together. It's just about the fellowship of the game. And what I would say is true biblical accountability is not the cop, not the coach, but the cardiologist. It's the person who does open heart surgery right there, who helps you to see your heart, to see what's really driving you, to see what's really getting at it. And that has that image of accountability has helped me greatly to get past the surface, get past the surfacey issues, and actually get to the heart of, do you treasure and worship and love and adore Christ in each moment of your day? And let's take those moments where you don't and find out what's pulling you the other way. Let's talk about these things at a deeper and a heart level.
Yeah, that's a great emphasis. And I think, you know, just in the terminology of the book, that's the difference between moving from knowing your sin to fighting your sin.
Yeah.
That we can't really fight our sin unless it becomes a heart-centered venture. Unless we ask that all-important question, why am I sinning? Why am I inclined towards these things? What are the lies I'm believing? What are the things that I'm treasuring? What are the fears that I have? What am I fearing? All these different things are going in our hearts, you know, the desires, the fears, the longings that are misplaced. If we don't go to the heart with those kind of questions, the big why questions, then we never move beyond knowing our sin. And we don't truly fight. We just play religion. We just play the rules of accountability. But when we begin to ask those heart-centered questions, it's then that we can actually see the root of our sin, the idol beneath the sin there, and actually begin the action of repentance and faith.
You've been listening to our interview with Jonathan Dodson, author of Fight Clubs, Gospel-Centered Discipleship. You can download and read this book for free by visiting austincitylife.org/fightclubs.htm. I am your host, Luke Gilkerson. For more podcasts, visit us on iTunes or go to the Covenant Eyes blog, Breaking Free, at covenanteyes.com/blog.